Diane Roberts. Kicking off a whirlwind 36-hour visit to India that emphasizes pageantry over policy, U.S. President Donald Trump received a warm welcome Monday on the subcontinent. There are a number of presidential photo ops planned for today, including a trip to the famed Taj Mahal. At a welcome rally in the city of Ahmedabad, President Trump says the United States will sign an agreement to sell $3 billion worth of U.S. helicopters and other equipment to India's military.
And I am pleased to announce that tomorrow our representatives will sign deals to sell over $3 billion in the absolute finest state-of-the-art military helicopters and other equipment to the Indian Armed Forces. The United States and India are committed to working together to stop terrorists and to fight their ideology.
A crowd of more than 100,000 people had gathered to hear from him and India's prime minister. Fears are mounting today that the coronavirus outbreak in China will grow into a pandemic after sharp rises in infections in South Korea, Italy, and Iran. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
This year's Venice Carnival saw revelers wearing extra masks, one to celebrate and another to protect against the coronavirus. Authorities also ended the festival 2 days early in an attempt to stop the virus's spread. Italy has struggled to contain a sharp rise in infections across the north of the country that jumped to above 150. On the other side of the globe, South Korea's government has put the country on high alert. The weekend saw an exponential spike in cases there to over 750, with several people dead.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. This is VOA News. A deadly earthquake rocked parts of Iran and Turkey. Reuters' Sierra Lee has more.
9 people were killed and dozens injured on Sunday when an earthquake struck the southeastern Turkish province of Van. Aerial footage revealed damage to a village hit by the magnitude 5.7 quake near the border with Iran. Turkey's health ministry said 3 of those killed were children and 37 people were injured. The tremor caused more than 1,000 buildings to collapse, with damage some 90 kilometers to the west in the Turkish city of Van and to the east in dozens of villages in Iran. Iranian state TV said 75 people were injured, with no reported fatalities.
That's Reuters' Sierra Lee. U.S. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says he has not seen any evidence that Russia is doing anything to help President Donald Trump get reelected. Reports surfaced last week that U.S. intelligence officials had told lawmakers that Russia was working to help Mr. Trump win a second term in the White House. Appearing on ABC's This Week, O'Brien says foreign adversaries do have a motive to meddle in U.S. elections.
I do think the Russians and the Chinese and others like to sow disruption in the American electorate. And I think they've done that doesn't mean because they prefer a particular candidate. It's because these are autocratic regimes that don't believe in democracy, and they'd like to see Americans at each other's throat.
But he says Russians wouldn't want Trump reelected because the president has strengthened the NATO alliance against Russia. Israeli's military says its warplane struck Islamic Jihad targets in Palestinian-ruled Gaza and near Damascus in Syria. The move followed a barrage of rocket fire into Israel from Gaza on Sunday. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Islamic Jihad claimed responsibility for the rocket attacks. The group was infuriated by images of the body of a Palestinian militant dangling from an Israeli military bulldozer. Israeli soldiers shot the militant as he tried to plant a bomb along the Israeli-Gaza border fence. The bulldozer crossed into Gaza to move the body. Israel says at least 20 rockets were fired from Gaza, causing no damage or injuries. Israel's Iron Dome defense system stopped most of the rockets. Israel's retaliatory strikes landed on Islamic Jihad targets in Gaza and near Damascus. Palestinian medical officials say 4 were wounded in Gaza. Syria says most of the Israeli missiles were intercepted and has so far not reported any injuries or damage. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad submitted his resignation to Malaysia's king Monday, while his political party quit the ruling alliance in a shocking political upheaval less than 2 years after his election victory. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
VOA 1.